I've been against it from the word go because a few years ago when they put water in the Barmer State Forest and did a very similar thing to what they're doing at Hipwell Road, a natural flood came along and washed a lot of black water into the river. And the synthetic flood made that worse because the water was sitting in the Barmer Forest for months and it became very tannin. And then when the natural flood came along, it created a lot of damage by taking the oxygen out of the water. And there was a lot of native fish killed, particularly cod and yellow belly and also Murray Craze. And it was very detrimental to the environment. That's my opinion, of course, Sophie.
So what would you like to have seen done differently or changed at this particular location and this site?
Well, for starters, I don't think that there should have been environmental water, what they call so-called environmental water, going down this year, because we've had probably three floods the last 2 years, and I believe that if they keep flooding at such a regular rate, which is unnatural to compared to what it used to be in the natural condition. So, yeah, I guess that my big worry is that they'll flood way too regularly and that could create some adverse environmental impacts.
Senator Simon Birmingham, Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment with responsibility for water. This project's really important because it's a demonstration that we can use environmental water wisely, just like we expect farmers to use irrigation water wisely. It shows that by investing in smart infrastructure, we can get the best possible environmental outcomes without needing to completely replicate natural flood events and strip even more water away from farmers than has already been the case.
Peter Walsh is the Victorian Minister for Agriculture and Food Security and Minister for Water.
So this project is putting in place the regulator that allows the water to be taken out of the Gumbau Creek to put into the Gumbau Forest. So it'll water about 4,700 hectares of the forest. There is other regulators put in place to hold the water in so it doesn't run straight back to the Murray. When the watering event is finished, bird breeding, fish breeding events are finished, the water will then be let back into the river. So about 70% of the water that actually goes in will be returned to the river to be used again further downstream. So this is an example of the projects we believe can achieve the environmental outcomes that are prescribed in the Murray-Darling Basin Plan without taking more water out of food production.
Does this project balance the interests of irrigators and the environment?
Well, I actually think it does, that it achieves the environmental outcomes that are prescribed through, this case, the Living Murray, and in the future, the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, without having to take further water away from agriculture.
Some of these farmers who showed up today say they're worried about another blackwater event. What's your response to that?
So I suppose there's a couple of things. By having more frequent flooding in here, you won't get the build-up of litter that led to a blackwater event at the end of a long drought. With the way the water can be let back into the river, it can be let back in a regulated way so that the downstream flows that are in the river, it can be shandied down and you won't have that major slug of blackwater going out in the unfortunate event that does happen.
But not all farmers are convinced. Stephen Brown is a Gunbower dairy farmer who was among a group who staged a protest at the launch.
We're here just to let the people that are conducting this experiment on our district, let them know that it's not all one-way traffic and that there's a lot of issues at stake here. They seem to be able to counter every argument with a scientific analysis and experts' reports, and it's just incredible how often they get it wrong.
Do you think there is a place for environmental watering, though?
Absolutely, Sophie. I don't think anybody here would dispute that. And every farmer here that's protesting is very much an environmentalist, but the trouble is the word's taking on other connotations now. But I just think that they get it wrong so often. It's the overbearing attitude, I think, that really upsets us, because they'll have consultation meetings and they'll call for feedback, but then they just go ahead and do what they were going to do. And I think we're starting to wake up to that.